Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guy who can give us even more insight into this joins us right now on the hotline. From brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work for the Chronicle Telegram, he's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, guys?
You.
We said earlier, we said last week, it's only the Tennessee Titans at 1-11, and the Browns are, Browns aren't good at 3-9. But this could be a pivotal game for the future of the guys who are running this team. Are you left feeling that way after what happened yesterday?
I am. I do think there's one caveat, the fact that Shedeur Sanders played as well as he did, especially late, I think provides some hope that wasn't there in the third quarter when the Browns were early in the fourth quarter when the Browns are losing 31-17. For then it felt to me like that was the kind of game that causes big changes within an organization, right? That probably guaranteed a top five pick. They stayed in the discussion for a number one pick. But it's also the kind of game and the kind of season that gets people fired, losing to a one-win team for the second time. So I did get that feeling, and then I felt a little differently after watching Shedeur play the way he did and giving him a chance to win late. And I'm not saying that changes everything and they still lose the game, but I think when you're going big picture and talking about excitement heading into next year and can you generate any with the current regime coming back, I think there's a chance. I think that equation changes a bit depending on how the final four games go. Do they pull out a couple of upset wins and get to five? And how does Shedeur play? And does he give everybody, or most people, the hope that, hey, maybe they actually found somebody? And, I'm not trying to get ahead of anything, and it's only been one really good game for Shedeur, a great end of the game. But I think you have to keep that in mind when you're talking about the big picture with this organization.
Are we wagging the dog on yesterday's game? I mean, we're spending a lot of time talking about, 2-point conversions and what they did at the end of the game. But, it's hard to think that the defense, I mean, yes, there was a couple short fields there, but, they still gave up 31 points yesterday. That's not,
to the worst offense in the league.
Yeah. I know we're all looking at the quarterback. We're all talking offense, but the reality of it is the defense didn't held their end of the bargain.
No, you're 100% right. And, it's bad teams figure out ways to lose games. And, the Browns have been doing it mostly on offense and special teams this year. But there's been a couple instances where the defense hurt it. And, if you go take a step back and look at this defense as a whole, it's had a really good year. Obviously Miles is having an unbelievable historic season. But they're getting really good play overall. But yesterday, they're handed a relatively short field to start. The guy returns a kickoff to near midfield. They give up a couple of third downs, can't get off the field, give up an early touchdown, and then they give up the two long runs. And that's enough when you also have a costly interception that sets up a touchdown, when you have a fumble that sets up a touchdown. The defense just wasn't good enough yesterday, and it started with the run defense. And it continued on a couple of big third downs, even though the final third down numbers were okay. And then the short fields. And for the second straight week, yes, they're put in bad spots with short fields, but they were not able to hold the other team to field goals instead of touchdowns. And when you lose a game by 2 points, All that stuff matters.
I don't think coaches should ignore information. But the whole analytical thing about the two-point conversion, and yesterday clearly on display for us, but we've seen it around the league where coaches are going for two in a situation where, well, if you don't get this, you're down by two scores. And yesterday that wasn't the case, but you know we've seen it time and time again. Scott, where in the world of football does that kind of stuff make sense?
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, I've just become numb to it because it happens so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're looking at different, they're looking at all the numbers. I don't have access to all those numbers. And, you know, they're doing it with the intent of winning the game. So I don't question the data. I don't. Now, when it plays out the way it does, and the, you mentioned at the start, the, when you go for it and then all of a sudden you're down three possessions or two possessions instead of one. Like, I struggle with that mathematically. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah. That wasn't the case yesterday, but still.
Right. Right. But yesterday's makes more sense to me. If you get the first 2-point conversion, then you score a touchdown and an extra point, you win the game. And it puts you in a good spot. And if you don't get it, then you still have a chance to force overtime. So that makes more sense to me. Obviously, when you miss both of them, you just say, why not kick the extra points? I get it.
Right.
But that's just not how the league is anymore.
No,
and there's numbers to support it. But, you know, I certainly remember a decade ago when it would have been automatic extra point, and you're going to overtime.
Agreed.
How do we pick up the pieces from here? Like, I'm just apathy it truly feels like it's setting in, and I can only imagine what the stadium's going to look like for what we got one more game, two more games at home. I don't know. How do you stay hooked if you're a fan? Like, what, are we just watching Sidor? Is this what it's all about?
Yeah, well, I think it's I don't know if this should matter, but I do think that matters in the bigger discussion about the futures of Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski, is how do you keep fans engaged over a long off season, coming off 3-14 and whatever this season winds up being, and keeping the status quo, right? How do you generate excitement? How do you keep excitement? We already know where the tone of the fan base is right now and has been for a month. It wouldn't change, you know, and I guess maybe it changes if you draft a quarterback in the top five, right? If you draft Mendoza, maybe it changes. But it also could change if Sanders finishes the season on a heater and he looks like he's the guy, and all of a sudden you go, okay, maybe they have the quarterback and they can spend their top picks on, you know, big name players at other positions and you don't have to go get a quarterback. So I do think the final 4 weeks matter, particularly with Shedeur Sanders from a big picture organization standpoint. And then the other reason to watch is Myles Garrett chasing this sack streak or the sack record. You know, I think that's historic. Like I said earlier, I think it's fun. I think it's something for people to rally behind. I know his teammates are rallying behind him, trying to chase it down. But when we're talking about how do you generate excitement, one way is by you make a bunch of changes, right? And you go, okay, here's the new guy, and he's going to fix everything. And I do think that has some effect, right? And I think it can energize a fan base. The other one is thinking you found your quarterback, whether that's Shedeur Sanders or a guy in the top five. And I think both things are on the table, and that's why the next four games do matter, and I think they matter a lot. And then we'll see the offseason and how they handle, you know, staying and going and what they do in the draft and all those kind of things. But to me, those are the two ways you can generate excitement when you're coming off two terrible seasons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Scott, tell me what you think about this. I think Shador, I pointed out in just a fact, the other than the guy who played yesterday for the Jets, who it was, you know, his first game, other than him, Shador has the worst completion percentage in the NFL right now. There's some things to clearly improve on. That said, I find it hard to think other than this, and tell me if this is accurate in your mind.
Yep.
He's shown enough already that I think you could roll in the next season with Shador and Deshaun and Dylan or a veteran you bring in or whatever you do there. But Shador is a guy who, go ahead, next year, figure out if he's your guy. Fix the team otherwise, and if not, then go draft a guy in 2027 in what could be a pretty good quarterback draft.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go that far, Jeff. Number one, you know, everybody thought 2026 was going to be a good quarterback class. Yeah. You just don't know. I don't think you can look at it like that.
Although a lot of those guys for this year seem to like they're going to be heading back to school.
I get it, but a couple of those guys didn't have the same seasons, right? Like I just
agreed.
I hate kicking the can down the road and. I haven't seen enough of Shador. I thought yesterday there were plenty of signs, which is why I keep talking about why the final four games matter, because I want to see it. And I do think, personally, I could get there over the final month and say, okay, that is the way to go into 2026. I'm not there yet. Okay. And just watching the first three starts would not be enough for me to go, I'm going to pass on Mendoza or whoever that guy would be, right? Like, I just haven't seen enough. I don't think you can just give away or just pass on the opportunity for a top five quarterback without a relatively sure thing, or at least more signs than we've seen yet from Shador. But I do think there are signs, and I like them coming out. We've talked about it a million times. I like them. I think the completion percentage is misleading because it's a small sample size. We obviously know that he can be incredibly accurate, and we saw it on those two touchdowns to Fannin and Njoku, or especially Njoku. It was a great throw into a tight window. And we've seen
a great pass to Judy, too. That was a great pass.
Yeah. Right. And I think he learned from the week before when he missed Judy. It was a similar concept. I don't think it was the same concept. It was at least similar enough. I think he's learning week by week, which is a great sign. I thought he showed a lot of athleticism yesterday, escaping sacks, which I wasn't convinced he could do. And, you know, he's still not, you know, Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, but he showed they can get out of trouble. The scramble touchdown was a big-time athletic play for him. And I think the completion percentage is also influenced through a bunch of throwaways yesterday where he escaped trouble, got away, and threw it out of bounds. So it's not like he is an accurate quarterback, and I believe that despite whatever the completion percentage says. Now, he should have made one more throwaway instead of throwing that ball deep over the middle late, and that winds up being a big play in the game. But I think you've seen enough to be encouraged, but I have not seen enough to change my organizational plan yet.
There's no way if they draft somebody that he's back here next year, is there?
Jeff, I don't know. It's so interesting, and there's so many unknowns. Right? We don't know who's going to be the guy making those decisions, do we? Like, we can all assume it's Andrew Berry, and then how do you do it? But if it's not Andrew Berry, what does the next GM think? Does the next GM want to keep Deshaun Watson around, right? We know that that's the plan right now, is to keep Deshaun Watson, but what if there's a new GM that says, I don't want him, and I want to start fresh, right? So I just think there's way too many unknowns to say if you draft a quarterback in the top five that you can't have Shador here. But I get what you're saying. It would seem like you wouldn't have both those pieces here, but I'm not ready to say that with any kind of definitiveness.
Last thought, after what happened yesterday, what's your gut tell you about the survival rate here of Kevin and his coaching staff?
Mm.
I would think that they would need to pull off a couple upsets over the last four games to come back. That's just – nobody's told me that. That's just my feeling. Like, I know that the Haslams wanted stability, right? They started the year. They knew that it was going to be a difficult year. They didn't know what they were doing at quarterback, right? Uncertainty at quarterback, so many rookies on the roster. But they also talked about an improvement from 3-14. And – they haven't shown that yet, and they've lost to 2 1-win teams, And it's really difficult, and we keep seeing the same kind of mistakes show up in games, special teams, what have you, that right now I would lean toward, not me personally, I would think the situation goes to where the coaching staff gets fired. But I think that can change over the last 4 weeks too.
Scott, we'll listen for you in the press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak joining us there on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.